And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mighty 1090. We're having a great time talking all kinds of fishing and talking all kinds of fun with the Admiral, Captain Al Clowers. We're having a great time this morning, and what a great opportunity for you to join us on the show. Been busy phone calls and so much to talk about with Captain Al.
Oh, nothing but good times. And if you want to give us a shout this morning, there's two ways to do it. Actually, the lines are full.
Full.
But I'll give you the numbers anyway. 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're giving away a full year membership to fishdope.com, $169 value there, and $100 off a full day trip or longer with Al, Admiral Al, and his fleet of four boats. And nothing but good times there. So two prizes for one lucky winner today.
You're not kidding, man. And speaking of fishdope.com, we're going to find out what's going on the water with our fishdope.com reporter. Standing by, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that report's sponsored by Gamakatsu Octopus, four extra strong hooks. There's not another these are not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter than the offset beak point that's actually sharp and forged from the highest grade carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks on how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use. It's the Gamakatsu Octopus hooks. Get them at your favorite tackle store and check gamakatsu.com. They are simply the best. And let's talk to your saltwater guide and our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rick. How are you today? Welcome back.
Great to be here, buddy. Feeling good? All good. Yeah, anxious to hear about this big bluefin that's going on.
Holy mackerel.
Right?
You left, the moon got big, and you came back, and the tuna swam over the line. Look at that.
I like it, buddy.
So do I. That's going to be fun. Where you look at the weather's going to look spectacular this week. There's going to be a lot of coverage. And that fish looks like it's headed right to the 43 and then up to the backside of Clemente. There's no reason for it to stop. There's plenty of food for it to eat. But, hey, we'll talk about the bluefin in a minute. But Catalina, that squid showed up again back there at Mills Landing. Here comes that yellowtail. They caught a couple of the boats yesterday, had some pretty fair yellowtail fishing late in the afternoon up there on the west end of the island. Some of that bigger grade fish up to 20 pounds. And then I heard there were some sea bass caught on the east end underneath the light there on that squid, if you're lucky enough to get a little bit of that candy bait. And then over at San Clemente Island, look what happened. 2 days in a row, very, very good yellowtail fishing on the front side of the island on the spots, guys. Actually anchored up on the spots at Clemente. That's big news, guys.
It's supposed to be.
Right. It's only April. This is unbelievable what the table has been said here. Last week when I was in there talking with Corey and Pete, we were talking about this moon. As soon as we come off the moon, all kinds of weird things could happen. Well, it actually happened, Corey. We actually were able to predict something kind of weird. But then we can leave all that and we can go start dragging our rubber flying fish around, start fishing our natural flyers. That fish is up to 200-300 pound. The airplane saw a phenomenal amount of fish. They said it's rivers of fish over the line on our side of the fence. So that's a good sign, guys. And if you have a boat and you have an opportunity to go out, this is what you've been waiting for. Get offshore there. Start looking for that bigger bluefin. If not, get on one of those boats in San Diego right now that are targeting that bluefin. If you just listen to the Shoguns report, there is some phenomenal fishing going on right now in our waters up on our side of the fence. So this is what you've all been waiting for. If you haven't gone fishing yet, now it's time to go. Believe me, you better get a reservation quick because there's a lot of people been sitting on their wallets waiting for something to happen on our side of the fence, and it's here now. So You better get booked quick.
That's such a good call, and you are totally right, and so great that the bluefin fishing is the way that it is right now. I loved hearing from Captain Renee. It's just old school the way it's supposed to be. Grab a sardine, put a hook on it, fire it out, and watch it swim away from the boat and catch your big one. You know, nothing crazy, nothing dark, nothing out of the norm. Just good old school, great bluefin fishing, and 50 to 90 pounders like Captain Renee was talking about. I'm all in on that, Captain Dave. It sounds good to me.
Absolutely. It sounds like a lot of sore backs to me.
It sounds like a lot of fishermen's processing pokey packs going out to me.
Absolutely, Corey. Well, and, you know, our fish, Corey, are biting. I heard Brian talking. That calico bass fishing this week was nothing but spectacular. Fish boiling around on the surface, on the spots, on the coast, below the pier. It was pretty cool. I was out a couple of different days. It was really fun fishing. And if the sun comes out today, Kelly and I are going to go bass fishing this afternoon. If the sun comes out.
Oh, man, you're killing me, Dave.
I like your style, Dave. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing with you, if somebody wants to have you or your team go fishing with them, all the advantages that you do, and best option is that killer website that you have. You let it all out. You don't hold anything back, and, you know, kind of teach us all how to do it with your saltwater guide. If somebody wants to keep in touch with that, how do we do it?
Well, guys, you can check out the website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I'm always constantly adding new material. We have over 130 videos available for you to watch, plus game plans, all the spots, pretty much whatever you need. It's available on that website. And now it's time to crank up the 65 Hatteras. We're all cleaned up, ready for the season to start. It's on our side of the fence. Last year we did pretty good on those bluefin, so hopefully we have at least half as good a season as we had last year. So
no doubt, buddy.
If you guys want to go fishing with me, give me a call at 949-374-0786. Or, once again, look me up at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that. You're always keeping us up to date with fishdope.com and letting us know all the action. And today you can save $20 on a new membership with fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20. And best of all, today at the end of the show, we're giving away a free one-year membership to Fish Dope. Dave, great job. Really appreciate it. Great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Well, Corey, the phones literally could not be fuller. Everybody's dying to talk to Cap now.
Let's jump into it, Rick. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling from Lemon Grove. We welcome you to the show this morning with Al Clowers.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Al.
Morning.
Dave's not blowing smoke. They were biting yesterday, that's for sure. It was nonstop. I was calling Al. You say you got four boats. What type of boats are they?
Three of them are also, well, I got a 36 Riviera six-pack boat. It's a 2000. And then I have 25-foot Chris-Craft Scorpion Cuddy Cabin walk-around, and then I have a 24-foot Skipjack that stays in the bay.
You did a great job on your website. Good photos of all the boats and everything on your website. If somebody's listening along, want to see a picture of that beautiful Riviera or any of the Chris-Craft or the Skipjack, you've done a really nice job on your website. Kind of a rundown of the boats, what they look like, what the amenities are. You can kind of pick and choose from the Clowers fleet of what you want to go fishing on.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you got four guys or six guys or less, we got you covered.
And that's it.
And Captain Al, do you ever use a drift stock when you're out there when it's like, you know, a 5-foot swing or, you know, something that's quick? I mean, seven, you're not going to be able to slow anything down, but.
Yeah, the bay boats both have drift stocks in them, and I use them mainly in the afternoon. But, you know, if it's just no wind and tidal stuff, it's not really necessary. But the wind, when the wind's blowing one way and the tide's going the other, the drift stock's definitely out.
So what does the drift stock do? How does that help
it
condition?
It slows the boat from the wind drift, the way I look at it.
When the wind is trying to push you faster than the tide is, you put that drift stock down and it grabs the tide and doesn't allow the wind to affect you as bad?
Correct, yeah. So I mainly use it when it's opposite, mm-hmm. wind's opposite of the tide direction. So it'll slow the wind direction, the wind drift down
right.
to help you have a chance to fish the fast-moving tide going the opposite way.
Yeah, you're basically grabbing that tide that's in the water and using that as like an anchor or a parachute to hold that tide, and it doesn't allow the wind to affect you as bad as it would be without it.
Correct, and it works some days it works, you know, if it's howling, you know, sure. Basically it slows you down.
Yeah.
But, you know, it works great sometimes, and then sometimes it's just blowing so hard that nothing's really going to
sure.
stop you.
The beauty of San Diego Bay, too, is you can react to the direction of the wind. You know, if the wind is too much going, you know, down the mouth of the bay, well, then you can kind of turn, you know, the beauty of our bay being shaped in like a big L is it gives you, you know, different directions for the wind to be blowing. So if it's all coming, you know, down the mouth, well, you can head down towards the bridge, and now it's blowing you across instead of straight down or vice versa. And
good.
Our bay is, just like Corey was saying, it's so big and so diverse that, you know, you can move yourself based upon the conditions if you need.
Yeah, another tip, too, is the bay's 10 miles long, so the tide could be moving a certain way at the beginning of the mouth, and then if you fire up the boat and head to the back, it's not moving yet, and you can fish the tide completely area wise.
Oh. That's a huge tip, because
you know?
It could be 7 feet of movement, and the last place you'd want to be is at the bait receivers or at the mouth, because you've got at that bottleneck probably equivalent to 8 feet of movement.
Right.
I mean, it's just
right.
bottleneck, right? But you can go back behind the carriers and all the way in the back by the bridge, and you've...
And it's barely starting to move, and you got 45 minutes of good casting.
Yes, it's equivalent to what a 3 feet of movement might be at the mouth.
Correct.
You know?
Such
yeah.
a good call.
Yeah.
You
it
can
is.
Chase the tide.
Yeah.
I like
area
it.
Area-wise. Yeah.
That's good stuff, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Bruce, did that work out for you?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for answering the questions for me.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike from Rosemead. He's got a great question for Al. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Al? Or Mike, excuse me.
Well, my great question had to do with the tides, but it seems like everything's been covered on that. Anyway, good morning, Rick, Corey, and Al. You know, a couple years ago, we had an overnight layover in Osaka, Japan, and I tell you, it was just so lush and green, and all the homes and everything were so just kept up. It was so nice, and just staying at one of the malls and the food courts, everyone was just so respectful, and I mean, it was ideal. I mean, it was just, there was no riffraff, graffiti, or anything, no trash on the streets, and I'm sure Pete's going to have a lot to say when you get back on that. But anyway, Al, where do you keep your boats? I don't think you've covered that.
Marina Cortez on Harbor Island, 1880 Harbor Island Drive. I have them all right next to each other.
Oh, how sweet is that?
Three slips right now.
The fleet is all in one spot.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Good spot.
I don't know. I don't know that much about the San Diego Bay Area. So, where is that at? Is that close to Shelter Island, or?
Yeah, it's close to Shelter Island. It's centrally located, basically, from anywhere in San Diego. So it's right across the street from the airport, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Easy spot. Right on. Appreciate the phone call, Mike, very much.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Doug, our good old friend from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, I was wondering about that bonefish. Is it good eating, or do you just catch and release it?
No, it's definitely not good eating, and we definitely want to release them.
Yeah, it's just such a viable fish to be able to catch out of our harbor, and such a unique exotic that most of us let them all go, Doug, for sure.
It really is unique, too. You're right about
super.
That. I mean, unique in every way, in how they look and how they fight and how they're shaped and what they do. It's a cool fish, man. It just really is, and they're not... And they're not big in the sense of, you know, something that you would get a lot from, you know, food-wise, and they're just cool. It's just one of those things. It's just rad to go catch them and have a rad day and get a picture of one or two, and just, you know, the rest of them, just clip the hook at them when they're in the net and let them go on.
Yeah,
and do their
correct.
Thing,
you catch a bonefish and release them and cast over in the other direction and catch a halibut and fillet that bad boy.
There you go. good stuff for sure, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the phone call.
Oh, man, we're having such a great time in studio. We're going to be right back with Al Clowers, Admiral, we'll call him. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loretto. Loretto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mission Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loretto. La Mission also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loretto at the La Mission Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMissionLoretto.com for details. La Mission, the beauty and fun of Loretto is waiting for you.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Fun time in studio today, Rick.
We got to find our groove. I know, just the right way. We're anxious. You know, and I think it warrants saying, and we obviously mentioned it yesterday, but for those that weren't able to tune in, as far as the future of Let's Talk Hookup goes, we mentioned it yesterday, but I so highly encourage everybody out there to download that Let's Talk Hookup app. It is for sure the best way to keep in touch with what's going on Let's Talk Hookup, regardless of what does or does not happen. And obviously we all know, because we're listening on the stream right now, that we're in that kind of in-between wait-and-see time. As we've said, our goal, and we love it here on the Mighty 1090 Studios, and we're hoping that this is the signal that we continue to broadcast on. And while we're in our stream phase, which we plan to stream for at least another week or so, wait for Pete to get back before we make any types of other decisions, we are very fortunate in that because of you, our fans of Let's Talk Hookup, Let's Talk Hookup radio show is very popular. And honestly, it was so popular that Pete kind of has his opportunity to write his own ticket and take the show anywhere because of its popularity. But we like it here, and this is our home, and this is where we've been, and we hope to continue to stay on the 1090. But if the future is not right for that, then once the show moves, the 1090 app will be the best way to let you know things in the future and what does or does not happen. It's a free download. It's very easy. I assure you, even if you're not a tech-savvy person listening out there, which I most certainly am not, if you have an iPhone, literally just hit the button that says the App Store, and in the search bar type Let's Talk Hookup, and literally that's all you need to do. You push one button, and it'll download. It's totally free. It's a very easy way to listen to the show. If you've got an Android device like a Samsung or a similar phone, just go to the Google Play Store, do the same thing. Hit the Google Play app, and in the search bar type Let's Talk Hookup, download that app, and you'll always be able to listen to the show live no matter where we are through that app. Adam does the best job in the world of putting all of our archives up there for us. The show we did with Corey and I with Brian Kiyohara yesterday was up there. This show with Captain Al Clowers will be right up shortly after the show ends. So again, always keep in touch with that app because that'll let you know where we're at. And in the meantime, Corey and I are going to continue streaming and we'll be here next weekend for you. Looking forward to that. So lots of great stuff coming your way. Again, the Let's Talk Hookup app, always the best way to keep in touch with what's going on here in Let's Talk Hookup until we get everything resolved, whether it be right back here in the 1090 studios or at a brand new home for sure. So, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the kitchen. We got Yanni from fishermansbelly.com on the line right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Corey, Rick, good morning. And to all the fishermen out there, good morning. Believe me, I've got my fingers crossed, hoping for the best for a Let's Talk Hookup. And right after I get off this phone, I'm going to download the app myself.
Great. Glad to hear it. But you'll be glad you did. It's a very, very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You don't have to worry about cell reception or that, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just as long as you got an internet signal, we got the show coming right for you.
If you're a Southern California fisherman, I just can't imagine life without Let's Talk Hookup.
We like it, buddy. Well, we can't imagine life without Fisherman's Belly because you teach us how to cook them the right ways.
Well, so listen to this. I got an email from one of my subscribers, Stuman, and he was representing himself and his fishing buddies, and he basically said, help, we need super easy recipes. So with that in mind and all the tuna that are coming and crossing the border, I've come up with my new recipe of Asian-style tuna sliders.
Oh, I like it.
I'm telling you. Small, little, itty-bitty, miniature hamburger buns that you can just, oh, my God. I have come up with, I mean, I tried my hardest to come up with the simplest way to make this yummy tuna slider. All you need is a few simple ingredients from the Asian market, maybe a little fresh ginger, a little soy sauce. Go home and watch my video, and you'll be creating tuna sliders that I guarantee if you brought them to a party or you fed them to your family or friends, or if you crack a beer and sit in front of the couch and decided to eat all 10 of them, you would be a very, very happy man.
Oh, I love it.
My recipe is on my it's up on my website right now, and check it out. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to contact me on Facebook or ask questions on my website, and I'll surely help you guys. And believe me, you'll love these tuna sliders.
I know that everybody that listens to the show, I'm sure, already has. But for those that haven't, you do such a good job with the website, too, Yanni. Not only is everything listed as far as ingredients, what you need, and how to do it in an easy-to-follow form, but then you also produce a great video that's, I know, available on your YouTube channel, but right above, you know, the recipe, you just click on the link, and you watch Yanni put everything together. This is how I cut the fish, and this is how I mix the mix the salsa or whatever it is. It's just easy to follow. And, you know, by watching a 10-minute video, you realize, like, all right, well, this is no big deal. I can definitely kick this out. And it's a great way to produce really yummy fish dishes that's different from the norm that all of us just get stuck in the rut of coating it with a little olive oil and salt and pepper, putting it on the grill. There's more to life out there, and you make it easy for us, Yanni.
Well, thank you very much. You know, growing up in SoCal, you know, we all are exposed to Asian cooking and Latin cooking and American cooking. So that's what I really love to do is I love to create fish recipes from all over the world that are easy to make for us Southern California fishermen.
I dig it. Yanni, great job. Fishermansbelly.com. Thanks for a great recipe, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
You bet. Listen, I need a quick shout-out to my nephew who just flew in from Greece, and guess what I'm planning on feeding him today?
I want to hear it.
Tuna slider.
Oh, right on, Yanni.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time. Enjoy fun time with family, and I know you'll show them some great cuisine, Yanni.
Thank you so much. Have a great week, you guys. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it, buddy. Well, phones are still packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Captain Al. How do we do it, Corey?
Incredible, Rick. They have been full. Let's talk to Sylvia. Sylvia's calling from Santa Barbara this morning. Good morning, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Doing great.
Good morning.
Oh, good. I'm great. I'm happy. Hey, so, Al,
Yes.
Are you still hoop netting?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
You are?
Yep.
Can we go in October?
You sure can. It's available on my auto booking calendar still, so you can go on my site, CaptainClowers.com, and pick your date and book it as long as it's in the window of it being open.
Yeah, so you could hop on right now and reserve some of that early season hooping for when the season rolls back around. You can get in on you could book right now for next season's lobster trips.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Great.
Yeah, and if you want the first week, it's
a good
idea to do it soon.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
And it sounds like Sylvia has an idea how good San Diego Bay could actually be, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, hooping was really good this year.
Yeah.
We had a lot of rain, so it was hooping was really good.
That's great.
Yeah, darn. It's a pretty darn good fishery, right, Al? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Sylvia, appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Let's jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to Sam. Sam's calling from Irvine. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning, Admiral Clowers. My question is, on your 12-hour trips, if you're taking a four-pack, curious is how big your bait tank is. I know you said you tailor to the clientele and all that, but, you know, like if you're running and gunning for yellowtail, is that bait tank pretty good to toss bait at them? Like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have a fishing bait. It's an 80-gallon Pacific Edge bait tank, you know, top of the line bait tank. So we 95% of the time, we don't have to really worry about running out of bait. But, I mean, we're plunker fishing for bluefin. We have to consume. I mean, we have to keep an eye on it. But
80 gallons is a serious amount for a smaller group of guys like that. I mean, that's what we have on our Parker's, an 80-gallon Pacific Edge tank. And you can load some very serious bait in there. And, you know, you have enough to throw some when you need to and keep them going. And as far as fishing yellowtail, you'd be set for the day.
Yeah, golden. Yeah.
How about the what size boat do you use for that 12-hour trip for, yellowtail fishing?
Well, I got the 25-foot Chris Craft 4-pack or the 36-foot Riviera. Depends what your budget is and what you want to, what kind of platform you want to be on, stand-up fishing machine or a luxury liner complete.
cater to your client's vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that Chris Craft is how you cut your teeth in a very comfortable boat that has provided lots of fun and, you know, islands yellowtail trips for years and years. It's a great platform for doing it from, for
absolutely.
Sure. And very cost-effective, too.
Correct. Yeah, so if you got four guys, it depends about your budget, how many people you got, and what you want to obtain with the boats.
Yeah, all good. Cool. Sam, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
Bye.
All right.
All right, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. My question for the Admiral there is, if you were to have a customer that wanted to target halibut, how would you recommend they do that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Great question.
That's a good one. Well, there's halibut fishing in the bay, and there's halibut fishing at certain times of year down off the beach. So the bay fishing, if somebody wants to target halibut, I'd tank up on bait, and I'd probably try to make a few big mackerel. And balanced ball, Carolina rig, drift fishing them with bait is probably the most productive, you know. Some areas in the back bay, we were back there, I don't know, a week and a half ago, casting and winding some MC swim baits around.
Nice.
And we had three legos and about five shorts. They were stacked up in the back a little bit right now in that shallow water. So it all depends. You know, the depth and the area and stuff like that. You know, some of the areas you want to cast and wind around a little bit, and some of them you want to drift bait.
Do you like flats or edges of channel, or is it different time, you know, is it different from year to year and condition to condition?
Well, obviously, I always want to target a channel edge, you know, up on top a little bit and down inside a little bit, you know, or just some of the areas that I know that they move into that is flat, basically.
You know, that 12 to 15 feet of water in the back bay, south of the bridge, can absolutely be, and there's really no rhyme or reason except for like little stretches of eelgrass, you know.
Correct.
And it's not very thick at all. It's just like little mohawks of very sparsely growing eelgrass, and it just holds them back there. And channel edge would be exceptional, but it seems like a lot of that fish just likes that open water, and it's a mile and a half across of 12 to 15 feet of water.
Yeah, there's a lot of area back there. A lot of area, 12 and 15 foot.
And that's what I'm trying to get at, is it's just, there's a
covering zone.
Huge area.
I was going to say, Corey, there's a bait that you make that is probably a lot less popular to other people, just because everybody knows the MC Swim bait, but you make a 5 or 6 inch slug. You turned me on to that years ago.
Yes.
And a slug with a fairly light lead head, I think, is especially in a relatively shallow scenario like you're talking about there, I don't think that there's a better way to get a bite from a hound. They love
deadly.
That thing.
Absolutely deadly. The spotties jump on it, everything jumps on it. You can cover area. So you use that 5 or 6 inch slug with 3/8 ounce lead head. You're not going to have it sinking like a rocket. You want it to sink somewhat slow so it re-diverts and redirects and is super lifey, and you wind it in 3 or 4 feet and let it sink again, and they're absolutely stupid for it. It's almost like the bait's running from them,
right.
And then you're giving them an opportunity. If you wind it in 8 or 10 feet, it's too far.
I was always, you know, so mesmerized. I was a swim bait guy, and I was always so mesmerized by the tail kicking on a swim bait that I always had trouble fishing the slug, because in your mind it's like, well, this isn't going to have the action. There's no tail there, but like the action is in the fact that it doesn't have action. You know, when it's falling, it's so natural looking, and then you twitch it 2 or 3 times with the reel handle, and it instantly comes to life, and then it dies again, and it falls out and just gliding on its own. And
you're
then,
hitting it.
You know, you move the rod tip or you move the reel handle 2 more times, and twitch. It's always going. It's always like finding its own new direction and then falling a different way.
Imagine it running from the halibut that's following it, but not too far out of range where the halibut can't make a 3 feet of a burst to grab it. So in a very short, I'll make a very long one very short. That 8-inch slug that I make for calico bass was not made for calico bass. I made it for the exact scenario that Rick's describing, the 5 or 6 inch slug. I wanted to eliminate the spotted bay bass, and I made it for halibut fishing.
I didn't know that.
Halibut fishing in the bay with an 8-inch slug, give it a shot, 1/2 ounce lead head. I'll say nothing else. That's the short of it.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it probably slithers through those little mohawk grass clips. Just perfect.
The shorter the shank, the lead head, the better. Don't use a long one. They eat the head. Story done.
Yeah. I can tell you, I will do that, because the 5 and 6 inch slug, as far as I'm concerned, for fish in particular, is the best thing.
Gets bit.
The best thing going. I dig it.
Try an 8-inch one.
And the bites are rad, because for me at least, more commonly, it's as soon as I twitch and stop it, and I'm letting that thing fall, just boom. And I mean, the thump is real, dude.
The bites are no joke.
Yeah, there's no doubting. Well, there's no nothing like, oh, you,
Rick,
I got you. I'm about to cross this thing's eyes, man.
Wrap your mind around the violent bite on an 8-inch slug from a 1.5 pound spotted bay bass. Okay? that's all I need to tell
you. That's cool, man. I dig it. Those answer your questions for you, John?
Yeah, what tides do you guys like for halibut? Incoming or outgoing?
Incoming is always good, but either one, you know. My experience with the halibut, they like to bite at the start and the stop first 45 minutes to an hour of the tide movement.
Great tip.
You know?
Yeah.
Not too fast. I mean, I've caught them,
sure.
You know, in screaming tides, you know, but textbook stuff is like right at slack and, you know, when it starts to move or starts to stop.
Just coming into or just coming out of slack tide. Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Man, I love this.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
So
that's cool. That's awesome. Great call, John. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Oh, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Hills. Hills come from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask, support Captain Al about, you know, releasing those exotic bonefish. You know, what a treat for everybody to be able to even see one of those without going to Belize or something. But, and I live in Ventura, and I do a lot of surf fishing, and so do some of my friends. And there are snipers around here. I know they're down south, too. But most of the experienced anglers along here will release the stripers because they're such a treat to catch. And frankly, you know, they don't eat as well as halibut and sea bass and stuff. And they're just so much fun to catch. And they're not indigenous. And we need more of them. I say so. I'm just encouraged, you know, release those stripers. You know, there's been some around here lately, and I don't kill them.
That's a great call, buddy.
Good thing to do.
I don't kill them anymore.
Yeah, that's a good call, Tip. I totally agree, Hills. The thing is, there's better fish out there to bring home for the stew pot. So if you like catching them, like those bonefish and your stripers, I couldn't agree more, bro. Send them on back. Good message, Hills. Appreciate the phone call.
Hills always full of good ones. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis calling from Norwalk. Welcome to the show this morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning. It seemed like that was my question about the fishing for halibut. When you're fishing with You mentioned fishing with live bait.
Okay. Yes.
Do you actually fish with a sliding sinker when you throw it out there?
Sometimes, you know, you can fish with an old school sliding sinker. A bigger one's recommended for me to make a little bit of mud, you know, get everything worked up. Mm-hmm. Or you can use a reverse dropper loop. You know, or you can actually put the halibut flasher on there and bounce ball, you know, with the boat barely in gear, depending on, or sometimes the tide's ripping, you know. But so it'd be like with a flasher and a bounce ball, or it'd be a reverse dropper loop, or it'd be a big old Carolina rig, you know, depending on where you're, how deep of water you're fishing. You know, obviously I'm going to use a giant Carolina rig and 6-8 foot water, you know. But
the bait that we have right now, so ideal for it. Really strong, really healthy, medium to small size sardine. You want to talk about a bait that's going to get you a lot of bites in the bay. Like, that's it. Nice, strong, healthy, flashing around, small sardine down there.
Yeah.
Half again bigger than a firecracker.
Yeah, and mackerel. You know, you want to get rid of the little baby ones and just straight look for big ones, you know. Can't beat a big old mackerel.
That's so true, Al. And, you know, you look at, like, an 10, 11-inch mackerel, it scares some guys away, right? But sure. Take a 22, 24-inch halibut, you could so easily fit more than a soda can down the mouth, okay? So just wrap your mind around that one.
Yeah, the other day we were doing it, and we got, like, a 6'6 sand bass on a big old... Big old
nice.
My deck. Yeah. The kid caught a couple of mackerel, and my deckhand was all over there. He goes, throw that thing in the tank.
That's cool.
Next thing you know, I look down there, and he's pinning it on, and he had a big old grumpy.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, Dennis, and we're having such a fun time in here with Al. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup and Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. We're going to find out who's won this full year subscription with Fish Dope and $100 off a full-day trip with Al or longer. We'll be right back.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captain in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Corey, great show, man. So much fun. We're giving away those killer prizes.
Lots of fun. We have one lucky gentleman who has won this full-year membership of fishdope.com, $169 value, and $100 off a trip with Al, a full-day trip or longer. And Al chose a lucky number, and Mike and Rosemead,
hey,
you've won today.
Congrats, Mike. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good times. I had a lot of fun in studio with you today, Al.
Corey, this was so great, and so much cool stuff to get to cover. I mean, you know, you do so much, Al, and I know that it almost seemed like the Bay dominated the phone calls, but so much that you offer with all three of your boats, inshore, offshore, that big bluefin's coming up. I mean, the nicest ride on the coast for going and chasing those bluefins.
Absolutely.
Somebody wants to go fishing with you one more time, give us the rundown on your boats and how we get a hold of you to book the trips.
So the boats are the Bay Boats 25-foot cruise craft, skipjack, four-pack. The cruise craft goes up to 12-hour trips, half day, three-quarter day, 12-hour trips, up to four people. And the Riviera does three-quarter day, full day, overnights, and day-and-a-half trips up to six people. And you can get a hold of me directly, 619-800-3474. Or go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, and I have an auto-booking calendar on there. You can just hold your spot immediately. You can click book now and book it up right there, and then talk to me after you book it.
You did a great job with your website. Lots of photos, lots of information about all the boats. Able to book online. You did a really nice job.
Yeah, and then bluefin are swimming around out there right now. Wait,
let's go get them, buddy.
Let's roll.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Well, great job. Appreciate a great show. Fun joining you. Congratulations again on your wedding and all the great stuff coming. It's going to be a great season, and keep us in touch, man. Let us know what's going on out
sure
there.
Sure will.
All right, well, we had a great time and look forward to having you back, Al.
Thank you, Rick.
I appreciate that. Corey, can't say enough good things, man. I had such a great time, and we're going to do it again next weekend. We got more coming for you. Again, got to stress, keep in touch with that app. It's some crazy times going on right now. Whenever changes do and don't happen, we'll make sure to let you know. Check all our social media accounts, and we'll look forward to having you next week. Next weekend, a couple of great shows coming your way. Saturday, Captain Scott Mizell from the Condor and the luxury yacht, the Intrigue, as well as Sunday coming up, Jeff and Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking yellows, calicos, Cedros, and more. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way next weekend. Huge thanks to Corey, Al, and Adam for keeping us rolling here. We'll look forward to talking to you next week on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.